Seth Kantner is known to many Alaskans as the award-winning author of the novel Ordinary Wolves and a collection called Shopping for Porcupine. But in addition to writing, commercial fishing, and professional photography, he's also an Arctic gardener. He says for nearly two decades, he has enjoyed spending time each spring flying seedlings, seeds, and fertilizer to eager village gardeners in communities along the Kobuk River.
So that's going downriver from the top is Kobuk, Chungnak, Ambler, Kayana, Norvik. And then the other two villages are Deering and Kivalina, both of which are a little bit cooler, coastal, harder to grow stuff, especially Kivalina.
Do you start the plants yourself, or how do the starts get going?
Back when we had more money, a little more money, in a greenhouse near in the middle of town here in Kotzebue, we did most of the plants ourselves. At this point, I order most of the starter plants from all of the starter plants from Reese's Greenhouse in Fairbanks. They're the best ones. They're just amazing plants and then amazingly helpful. And I don't know how we do it without them.
What kind of plants are you able to grow in these village communities, Seth? We're talking about the Arctic here. So what are people able to successfully grow in the summer, the short season?
Well, there's I could go off in a lot of directions on that. You know, the Inupiat culture is more of a hunting culture. So if we could shoot cabbages and people would be, you know, all lining up to do that, we got to grow them instead. And, so cabbages and turnips and potatoes and carrots and all that stuff grow, but then gardening, you'd probably divide up a little because Kobuk is so much like interior weather and country. And then Kivalina, of course, is pretty rugged and windswept. And so up in Kobuk, you can grow gardens, potatoes, carrots, broccoli, cauliflower, all that stuff. The locals for a long time have liked turnips, and I think the miners brought turnips in. They used to salt the turnip greens and a lot of people like turnips in seal oil, sliced turnips in seal oil, and so those are real popular.
What are you finding today? Is there a growing interest? Is there less interest? Do you have younger people engaged in gardening, or what's the status today?
Well, it's always fun with the kids. They like planting seeds. You can't help it when you got little fingers and you like poking a seed in the ground. It's fun. It seems to be in flux. Ambler's comical that they, I always joke about there being fights over the plants, but it's pretty close to that. The older ladies there have been gardening for a long time, and they're good at it, and they really like gardening, and so they sort of mob me trying to get the starter plants. And it seems like young people kind of come and go as far as their interest.
You used to also, Seth, I know we've talked in the past about you would go out to the villages to sort of wrap up in the fall and do fall harvest classes and canning classes. Are you still doing some of those things?
Yeah, my program is, at this point, is divided into gardening, and then I sort of switch horses in the fall and do food preservation, which is canning classes, fish canning and stuff. And then, in a way, my program's divided into two parts in another way now because I was approached by Arctic Access, which works with disabled people and elders, to find out how I could serve elder gardeners better. And so these last 2 years, this year and last year, we've been doing that and getting real small grants to make that happen.
Well, that sounds promising.
Yeah, it's actually kind of neat. The person I hired is Linnea Wick, who actually, her dad actually flew to Ambler in the 60s when my parents went up there. And so she started her life there. And so it's been fun for her to return to the villages and work with these old people that knew her parents and knew her as a little red-faced child there. She's just on the go, flying around the region, courtesy of ERA. And if we had to pay for those, we couldn't do anything.
So, Seth, what do you grow in your own garden?
Up the river, I've got my parents' old gardens, and so the rhubarb's still growing and raspberries and stuff. And then down here, we use cold frames. So we stuff those garden boxes full of, I just like everybody else, like turnips and carrots and cabbage and stuff like that. Turnips are my favorite, and carrots, and then the really cold soil late in the season makes so they're real sweet. And if you tell a person from Chicago that about you know, like turnips, they think you're slightly crazy, but our turnips are better than their turnips.
Seth Kantner is a writer and gardener in Kotzebue.